Luke, we've made it to season 8 of Crossword. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I enjoyed on purpose 2 weeks off, and it was quite lovely. I had quite a good time. How about yourself?
I don't think I took any time off except for the public holidays. I did enjoy a Boxing Day test match with an early beer. It's the only day of the year where you're allowed to start drinking at 10 instead of 12. And I enjoyed that test, actually. Yeah, it was India have been a really interesting challenge for Australia. Have you been following?
I can't say I have, but please give me the relevant highlights.
Really, you want to talk cricket?
Not really, but because it's you and you're my friend and it's interesting to you, it is interesting to me.
One of these days, I'm going to get you over here and we're just going to watch an entire test match front to back.
Yeah. Is that one of those 3-day ones or?
3 days if one team is absolutely flogging the other, more commonly 5.
Okay. I thought you were going to go the other way. Like 3 was the high end. But okay. Hey, that sounds lovely. That sounds, and will you do barbecue?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, Australian, you know, snags on the barbie, not American style smoked meat.
That will be fantastic. But well, Luke, I'm confused though. Wasn't like you're on the plug and review team, and wasn't that like shut down? Like, how are you working?
Right, plug and submissions were shut down. Yes, but we had a bit of a queue, so we worked through it. And
cool.
It worked out that I completed the last review on, I think it was a Friday, and I probably took half a day off. And then I thought to myself, oh, what am I going to work on next? And maybe I'll work on this or that. And then the plugin submissions opened again, and we've got a flood of new plugin submissions. I think when I finished yesterday, there was about 40 left, so not many. 30 maybe.
I found Matt's post-holiday message or pre-holiday message a bit of a surprise to me, but was thinking about you. We hadn't connected since that happened, so it sounds like there was still plenty in the queue to keep you guys busy. It was just new submissions were blocked.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Back to cricket. So more likely it sounds like a 4-to-5-day match.
Yeah.
Is it like a full-time... Like, are we just watching the game the whole time? Or like, what would I expect? Like, I'm committing a week to this, like getting there.
So, you know, you get comfortable on the couch. You've probably got your phone or your laptop. Maybe you're doing a bit of work.
Oh, wait, we're not in person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely in person. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd go to what kind of a couch are we talking about? Are we at a stadium for 5 days?
Oh, right. Yeah, we can do it. We can do it in person. Yeah, let's do it that way. So basically,
I want the full experience.
Yeah. Yeah. You're sitting in the stands. Hopefully you've got a good seat. You don't want to be in the sun too much, although, you know,
right.
you got to bring sunscreen and a wide brim hat and a really loud shirt.
Okay.
You know, you could wear the jersey, but I think most people prefer to wear a really loud shirt.
And is loud an Australianism?
No, you know, like a big...
Is it like a shirt with a speaker on it, like some sound emanating from it?
Don't be silly. And we'll just sit there. We'll have a few drinks. I know you don't drink alcohol, so we'll find some other...
I'll try a little bit, like, but I don't get drunk, but I'll drink some alcohol.
And we watch the game, basically. We just sit there for... Well, let's see, the first session goes for a couple of hours, and then they stop for a tea break. And then they have another session, and then they have a lunch break that goes for maybe an hour and a half, I think. And then another session, and then have an afternoon tea break, and then another session.
What season? Like what time of the year is
summer.
It?
Okay. Your winter, yeah.
So my winter, so about like maybe the end of 2025 would be a good time to sort of come out.
Yeah.
And it's summer there in Australia, winter out here. We can take some longer time. And then we can, that could be a good kickoff to like season 10 or something. of like, how was the 5-day cricket experience?
We could definitely, if we got like the more expensive tickets and had you know, we had the glass panels.
It sounds like a business expense to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no question. Then we could probably record Crossword while we watch the cricket. Yeah.
That could be. Oh, so here's the thing. I am interested, but you've also historically been a really good explainer of things. So I feel like I'd both be able to enjoy your company, which is great. We'd have a good time, presumably good food and all the mix. But I feel like I'd also get an education in the game because you do a good job of explaining it. So it's I'm excited. Let's make it happen.
I'm not sure that's why Crossword listeners are here.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Well, but it's relevant because we make cricket metaphors. We make references to it. And I usually don't understand. Right. I don't understand what they mean most of the time.
Okay. So I have a question, which is, how much do we want to assume people have been following all of the drama that's been happening with Matt Mullenweg?
I'd say 75%.
I'd
say like the majority of our audience, if they're listening to this season, probably listen to the previous season, which was all about.
Because there's a bunch of stuff that happened in between.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so Yoast published a blog post calling for a change in governance.
Yep. Just before the break. Yeah.
That's a big deal. Right. And then, what else? We got the pineapple is delicious on pizza checkbox.
Yeah.
Which.
How do you feel about that, by the way?
Like, I feel that Matt is
answer the question. Pineapple on pizza. Oh, yes or no.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent of pineapple on pizza, but I love all sorts of toppings on pizza. The trick is to go with like a strong theme. So
yes,
like pineapple on tomato would be great.
Okay.
And just with a tomato sauce base and not too much else, a bit of cheese. But I'm not into these pizzas that try to just throw everything and have 1,000 different flavors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, same. It's confusing. I actually do like pineapple on pizza. I like pineapple, but I'm fairly certain I'm allergic to it.
Oh, that's not good.
I can only eat like a little bit before like my mouth starts to like break out. So.
Oh, so how did you answer the question? Because the question is it delicious? It's not whether you would eat it or not.
Ah, I'm not sure I did answer it. I'm not sure if I've logged in since then.
There was a time, there was about a week where you needed to check that checkbox and it since became optional.
Yeah.
We also, what else did we have? The holiday break we talked about,
Holiday break. You also had Patch Stack, which had applied to be a sponsor of WordCamp Europe, told that they couldn't because they are not enough of a contributor. And I haven't dug into the details of it, but that was... At first glance, so much of the nature of what PatchStack even does as an organization is contribution to WordPress in the form of like finding security vulnerabilities. They didn't have a Five for the Future page up, but at least at a high level, it's like of all the companies that could be picked out for not contributing, I'd have a hard time like identifying PatchStack as one that doesn't significantly contribute to making WordPress better. So.
And it really, it speaks to how a lot of companies, including WP Engine, contribute in ways that are invisible, right?
Yeah.
Like most people, probably including Matt, don't realize how important PatchStack is in terms of plugin vulnerabilities. I think it's like 80%+ of plugin vulnerabilities that are reported to the plugin review team come from PatchStack. And not only do they come from PatchStack, but they come from PatchStack with step-by-step instructions for how I, as a reviewer, can replicate the security vulnerability. They come often with a video demonstrating how it's been exploited and how it can be fixed. Like, it's not just... Yeah, it's not just this plugin has a security vulnerability. It's everything that I need to resolve the issue. And that's a massive contribution, not to mention that Francesca is at PatchStack. And I'm not exactly sure on her contributions, but historically, she's been a huge, huge contributor to the project. So,
yeah. And I would argue that in PatchStack's case, it's more likely than not to be reversed.
I think it will be. I think Matt has already said he will reverse the issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it makes me wonder how many others are being told. And in their email response to PatchDeck, if I'm recalling the details correctly, it was this: they wanted to see significant more contribution. And it's like, well, what does that look like? Like, it's I'm at best, it seems like the response was fairly canned and not that thought out. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the most plausible scenario. But then it makes me think, like, who else is getting this response? Like, when I was on the WordCamp team and we were reviewing, GPL was the primary issue that we were looking at. It's like, are they GPL compliant? Not are they like a significant contributor in public like ways to the project.
I think that it is a good rule to have, though. I don't disagree with the premise, right? I think in order to be able to sponsor a WordCamp, you need to be some sort of contributor in some sort of way to the project. And I think it would have been fair for Matt to say, before WordCamp US, or maybe during WordCamp US for subsequent WordCamps, WP Engine isn't allowed to sponsor anymore because they don't contribute enough. And I think if that's where he left it, everybody would be on his side. And WP Engine would be suffering, or they would have done a 180, probably more likely, and said, you know what, Matt's right. We've been through this before, Jonathan. I think Matt is out of touch with reality. And I think he thinks the pineapple on pizza thing and other things, I think he thinks he's a lot funnier than he actually is. I think that's a really large part of the problem. I'm sorry, Matt. Like, I know that you have caught an episode of Crossword from time to time, and so that if you are listening to this one, mate, I just try to lay off the jokes a little bit, Like, people's livelihoods are on the line, and you're messing around on Reddit with, like, what drama should I create in 2025? People are freaking out about, am I still going to have a job? Has my entire career been a waste of time?
When he wrote that post, my initial response is, this must be a parody. Like, it didn't even, like, this, it felt so, no, actually, wow, that's Matt's, that's Matt's account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. How are you feeling about the year ahead?
I think a lot of people just want to forget this ever happened and move on, myself included. I hope that the outcome of the trial is going to lead to a pretty quick resolution, because they'll have to settle.
Yeah.
And I don't think Matt will be happy about it. There might be some big explosion. And then hopefully he takes a holiday and things can kind of get back to some semblance of normality.
I have a lot of thoughts on this, but just thinking about just WordCamps themselves for a moment, what I'm hearing in the companies that I'm talking to is less interest in WordCamps and more interest in events like CloudFest. And I think that's problematic long-term. So, and otherwise I can see, again, there might be a big demand that we're just not aware of, but to me, there's a real world chance that like WordCamp Europe doesn't get filled with sponsors. And what does that mean for it? Versus saying, hey, we prioritize and give maybe the best spots to those who contribute the most, or I don't know, something more, I guess, middle ground than what feels, at least from the outside, like a, hey, you don't like meet these standards, which in the case like PatchDeck, it seems at best a mistake.
Yeah.
To me, it sends a negative message to folks who would be future contributors.
Absolutely. I wonder who made the call to send that email. Surely it wasn't the WordCamp Europe organizers. I've been a WordCamp organizer, and you want every sponsor you can possibly get, you're nervous about not meeting budget.
Yeah. In the case of WordCamp US, we had more this was several years back. We had more sponsors that wanted to be there than did. So that's why I don't want to make assumptions about it. But
even so, like, surely it wasn't the organizing team who rejected a sponsor. Those sorts of people, they want to be inclusive of everyone.
I am curious. I expect we will learn more.